You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
It'll be on in just a moment. We're going to get to Michelle Heide almost immediately and find out what's going on next with the markets. Hang on. You listen to Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamber.com. It's time to get back in touch with Michelle Heide, who's on the phone. And Michelle, I didn't expect it to happen immediately, but we went right down to the intraday low that we experienced on Friday. We did it yesterday. So now we're sitting right there. And where are we going today?
Well, so far, it looks like we are going to at least open in the green now. As yesterday proved, it does. Just because you open in the green doesn't necessarily mean that that's where you'll be closing. I mean, yesterday was certainly an interesting day. It was a head fake, and it was interesting because I got a few emails from some clients. They're like, "Oh, looks like the bargain basement sale is over," and I said, "No. let's not get too crazy. Things more than likely are going to get a little bit worse before things start to get better. So don't feel like you just missed out on anything." Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, based on where we opened yesterday, and then as you kind of continue throughout the day, you know, Joe and I always say, especially for folks that own mutual funds, if you're looking to shift out of a position, you always want to wait until the last 30 minutes of trading, because a lot can happen.
Yep.
And as we all know, mutual funds, the share prices don't settle until the end of the day. So even if you put an order in to sell at any other time during the day, it's still not going to trade until the end of the day.
You still would have taken the same loss.
Yep. Exactly. So, as you just mentioned, we had both the Dow and the S&P basically having their biggest reversal on the downside since good old October 29th of 2008. So obviously folks, initially there was that optimism going on. There's a lot of buying going on first thing in the morning. We had some economic data coming out in the U.S. We had consumer confidence out at 101.5, which beat expectations. It'll be interesting to see when the next consumer confidence survey comes out, to see how that's going to change. But let's see, in overnight trading, we had China injecting 140 billion won into their interbank money market via their short-term liquidity operation. And it's interesting because the Shanghai had a pretty volatile trading day in our time last night, but in their time, obviously, during the day. And they ended up, within the last 10 minutes of trading, falling, I don't want to say sharply lower, but down about 1.3%, which, again, compared to how it had done the previous couple days, not terrible, but still down nonetheless. The Chinese government also announced that they're going to be restricting trading in their stock index futures, again, to try and weather some of the short-term volatility, because obviously China and the investors over there were not super impressed by the stimulus measures that were taken on Monday into Tuesday, where they lowered their key interest rate. However, the Nikkei did close about 3.2% higher, but all in all, like I said, the Shanghai was down, Nikkei was up, and we had somewhat mixed trading in the Asian markets. If we take a ride over to Europe, they had been trading lower. I don't want to say quite a bit lower, but they were trading lower. They pared back on some of those losses, but are still struggling for some direction. Here in the U.S., as I mentioned a little while ago, it was interesting when I was up this morning, bright and early at 5 a.m., the futures were, I think, close to about 200 on the Dow up. And then I went out for my walk, came back, and then, of course, my CNBC breaking news that comes across the phone, the futures are up 400. Well, they've come back down a little bit, but again, we're still kind of in that range. We do have durable goods coming in. Actually, they're probably being announced as you and I speak. We had mortgage applications up 0.2%. And then the big, not that it's the big event going on, but it is a relatively big event. We have the Federal Reserve Symposium that's taking place in Jackson Hole. That's kicking off. We have New York Fed President William Dudley doing a speech at 10 o'clock this morning. And over the next couple of days, we'll hear from some more Fed presidents as well. So, folks will be looking for any types of signs. Yet again, in terms of interest rate timing here in the U.S. So, again, and a lot can happen between even now and when the market opens at 9:30. But it does look like we'll probably open at least somewhat in the green. And again, just looking for some sense of direction. You're now having all of the bears coming back out and doing all of their speeches. You have a couple of well-known quote-unquote bulls that are now saying, well, maybe I'm getting a little more bearish now. So again, there's lots of mixed messages going on out there, and just looking for some sense of direction. But one thing that we've been mentioning to all of our clients and everyone we've been talking to, keep your seatbelts on.
Yep.
If there's money that you need short-term being over the next couple months, you might want to come up with a plan just to try and at least protect from potential, even more on the downside. But that's always, as you know, that's always the crystal ball in terms of how long this is going to last and whether or not it's going to lead us into a bear market or whether it's normal correction and we're only in the seventh inning of the nine-inning baseball game.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. We're still bouncing, like I said yesterday, on that closing low that was in October 14th of 2014. The question is, will we go down to the intraday low that was on that day, which
right
now is, I closed it, but here it's got over here, which was, the S&P, it is, one second, too many charts, so I got to open up here. 1820, about 40 points down.
You're listening to 100inChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the 100in County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@100in-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy 100in, buy local. Visit www.100inchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
205 points. France's president is warning that his country remains exposed to violent extremism And he says an attempted assault on a high-speed train last week shows that the French need to prepare for additional assaults. Meanwhile, prosecutors say the suspect had watched a jihad video on his phone minutes before the violence. They say authorities are formally opening a terrorism investigation into the train attack. And firefighters in Washington state are keeping a wary eye on rising temperatures and winds that threaten to expand what's already the largest wildfire on record in the state.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
The 2 for $5 deal at Burger King just got hotter. That's right, we just spiced it up with the new extra-long jalapeno cheeseburger. Feel the flame with two all-beef patties side-by-side stacked with fiery jalapenos. They're like little green firecrackers exploding in your mouth. Oh yeah, did we mention you can get two sandwiches at Burger King for just $5? But if that's too much fire for one mouth, you can mix and match with the Big King, Big Fish, or Original Chicken Sandwich. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Rick Perry's presidential campaign has started paying some staffers again, but the man running his campaign in Iowa isn't among them. AP correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
Sam Clovis, who served as Perry's Iowa state chairman, says he's leaving because the campaign is in transition and future compensation is uncertain. But he also insisted it's about more than money. Struggling to stay relevant in a crowded Republican field after Farmer kicking off his bid in early June, Perry announced raising about $1 million during the first month. But that sparked a cash crunch severe enough for the campaign to stop paying its small staffs in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, as well as at headquarters in Texas. I'm Ross Simpson.
A majority of the 2012 donors to former Texas Governor Rick Perry given this time have defected to other candidates in the field. I'm J.J. Jeffries. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
It could have been a plot of a movie. A Houston couple improvises a hospital wedding in less than an hour after the bride goes into labor early. Stephanie Talent was 8 months pregnant and having an ultrasound Friday when she went into labor at Texas Children's Pavilion for Women in Houston. Fortunately, she and fiancé Jason Neese had gotten their marriage license the day before. Neese fetched the license from his car along with a white sundress Talent meant to send to the cleaners. A chaplain was called and a party of nurses, doctors, clinic staff rounded up for the wedding. After the ceremony, daughter Sophia arrived a few hours later at 6 pounds, 3 ounces. A Spanish Springs family has been forced out of their home after a house fire, but authorities say no one was hurt thanks in part to a family pet. Officials for the Truckee Meadows Fire Protection District say one of the family's dogs alerted them to the fire that started on the deck of the home in a neighborhood off the Pyramid Highway about 11:30. KRNV-TV reports two adults, a child, and four dogs safely evacuated before firefighters arrived and the flames spread into the house and the attic. Officials say the fire damaged about 40% of the home north of Sparks near Rock Court and Nightingale Way. The Red Cross is helping them find a temporary residence. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. This is USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Heidi & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
It's 8:07, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We are at 62 degrees. Yes, 62 degrees right now in Flemington at 8 o'clock in the morning. Today is August 26, 2015. Plenty of sunshine, a high of only 82. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies, low 56. Winds light and variable for tonight and generally sunny tomorrow despite a few afternoon clouds. Another high of only 82. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Yeah, go check the calendar. It's August. Friday, mostly sunny skies, 84. Partly cloudy and 87 on Saturday the 29th. Partly cloudy and 90 on Sunday the 30th. Monday, partial cloudiness early with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. A high of 91 for the last day of August. First day of September and the first day for some or all of our students to go back. Mixed clouds and sun, scattered thunderstorms, 92. Chance of rain, 60%. Temperatures in our area, 63 at the county complex, 67 in Tewksbury, 59 up in the town of Clinton, 66 over in Phillipsburg, 68, 58 over in Frenchtown, 60 in Stockton, 59 in Kingwood, 61 in Hopewell. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon, Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Little midnight red this morning, just down the street from the old courthouse and Union Hotel. Oh, the Union Hotel made the news again, and it's not good. We'll cover that a little later on in the show. You know, yesterday I was talking about that issue with the balloon and the and lo and behold, last night, exactly what happened. A balloon came through my backyard. And we did exactly what we always do. We go out on the deck and wave to them and shout and take some photos and just enjoy the spectacle. Don't know why people get so bent out of shape. If it was gone, you'd miss it. It is 11 after 8. It's time for us to check traffic, see what's going on our Hunter County roads. And not too down, far down the street from me is an incident on Route 523. Just came out a little while ago. And it says, at 753, Reddington Township County, Route 523, area of Hoffman Road by Buffalo Farm, four loose horse are running in the roadway. Please use caution. Once again, something that doesn't necessarily happen in Jersey City, does it? Or Camden or Trenton. So it's part of what it is here in Hunterdon County, and enjoy it. Why not? Yeah, it's a little bit of a inconvenience, but come on. Really? Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunchiba Radio Traffic. Time to look at what is on HuntingtonRadio.com's schedule for today. I'm on till 10. We go traveling today. We're going to go talk to Diane Lane at 8:40. But before we get to that, we're going to talk to Michelle Heide. And didn't know it was going to happen exactly to yesterday, but it happened. And that was that we went up 500 and change points. And by the end of the day, we lost 200. So that was a 700-point swing. And I told you, we would be back, if not going lower, and there we are. So we'll see what's going to happen now. The futures are up. They're not up significantly, but they're up, which means we could be getting close to that bottom. Whether that's the real bottom or a temporary bottom, I don't know. But we're on our way down there, and we'll talk with Michelle about how that all happened and where we're going today. And like I said, Diane Lane is on 840. We go traveling with Diane every Wednesday, and she takes us somewhere magical, somewhere exotic, and also gives us some advice about traveling. At 10 o'clock, it's Modern Design. That's Richard Scuderi. And Rich comes over here from Maven Hill Design. He's got his little store over there, and he's an interior decorator with a eye towards not only being unique and exotic, but also efficient and also cost effective. So Richard brings on folks that are interesting that he partners with to talk about the latest designs and how to come up with really neat interior design concepts. He does that from 10 to 11. Kim Pramatic walks in at 11, and she is helping raise conscious kids. She believes the kids today are under more pressure and more technologically savvy than ever before. And she wants to help all the people surrounding those kids to raise conscious kids. And that's parents, teachers, grandparents, and influencers of children. So she helps us do that from 11 to 12. Ruth Altamara Roll is on at lunchtime. Ruth helps us with our relationships, our mental and emotional skills, our anger management skills, our parenting skills, and our anxiety and addiction. So she brings all that knowledge to you from noon to one. She has a practice right down the street here in Flemington for nearly 30 years. The Hunterdon Young Professionals are on from 1 to 2, giving us perspective of what it's like to own a business as a 20-something. And so learn the 20-somethings pair together and talk about how to overcome the challenges that they face, but also we all need to learn how to all work with the new entrepreneurs and help them out. So that's Young Entrepreneurs of Hunterdon County on from 1 to 2. Modern Design, Richard Scuderi is back with Design Dilemmas from 2 to 3. He takes your phone calls, he takes your Twitter feeds, he takes your emails, and he helps design problems or help you design problems that you are experiencing. So he comes up with the answers for you. And then Jeannie Murphy and Colleen Kelly are on from 3 to 4 with talented people, bringing people on that are public speakers, authors, budding influencers. And they're all part of the Jeannie Murphy public relations stable of people, and she would like to let you get to know them. And then what is going on in real estate? Joe and Tony, you think everything and anything surrounds real estate, and quite honestly, they can't be more right. We concern about it all the time. It affects our economy, and so they talk with all different people that have some connection with real estate. Sometimes it's a little bit of a distant, remote reach, but there is a reach nonetheless, and it's a great cut-up day. Joe and Tony have a great way of keeping people entertained and keeping themselves entertained at the same time on their show. So listen to them from 5 to 6. That's our entire HuntingtonChamber.com lineup. It's all there on the HuntingtonChamber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunterdon Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back right after these messages. Good morning, Hunterdon. Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, an awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Oh, Cat Stevens this morning. 819. Cat Stevens helped me with Brandalox.com. Celebration observances for the week and the day. It's the 26th. We are finishing up National Massage Therapy Week, National Return to Work Week, National Safe at Home Week. Be Kind to Humankind Week started yesterday, and we're about to begin National Chuck Wagon Races. For today, National Toilet Paper Day. One of those simple things that we take for granted nowadays, huh? It's Tug of War Day, it's Women's Equality Day, and it's National Dog Day. And Cat Stevens loves his dog. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com and Cat Stevens. Pick something, get involved. What's another thing we take for granted? Well, it's bees, and we have an issue, not just Hunterdon County, but the entire nation. P.C. Robinson of NJ.com on August 25th says that Reddington Scout saves the bees one nest box at a time. So a local Eagle Scout project is helping some of the world's tiniest farmers thrive and produce. Boy Scout Troop 186 member Peter Schoderbeck designed and built mason bee nest boxes that he installed at three township locations, Dobrinsky Farm Park, Cole Road Greenway Property, and the Cushatunk Nature Center. The boxes were designed to meet the bees' specific needs. Each contains 24 removable paper tubes that double for the long, hollowed-out areas the winged pollinators like to call home. And because bees like to nest off the ground, the boxes are suspended on wooden posts. To encourage pollination, Schoderbeck planted 10 types of native flowering plants near the nests, including wild bergamot, golden ragwort, and butterfly milkweed. The bees aren't the only ones benefiting from the boxes. They educate passersby on their importance. Schoderbeck erected signs informing passersby about the bees, the importance of nectar and pollination, and how, when properly maintained, the boxes can promote bee health indefinitely. For his efforts, Schotterbach was honored during the Tuesday, August 18th Freeholders meeting, where he received a plaque and official proclamation. He will receive his Eagle ranking, Boy Scout's highest award, at the Court of Honor to be held at Cushatunk Nature Center on September 19th. Bees are in the spotlight of late because their numbers have severely dwindled in the past 30 years. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, bees play a critical role in the food chain, their pollination producing about one-third of all food consumed. Bee population in the U.S., however, have plummeted to half of what they were in the 70 years ago, from 5 million to 2.5 million. Pesticide uses, diseases, and colony collapse disorder have what happens after the death of the queen bee are blamed. So there's somebody who's taking care of something, like I said, that we take for granted, and how that generally affects our lifestyle, our well-being, and quite honestly, our nutrition and our food supply. So thank you, Peter, for taking the opportunity to try and make a difference. And great lesson for all of us. And congratulations, Peter, for earning Eagle Scout in September. That is vitamin C for today. These are our celebrity birthdays from the Old Disc Jockey Almanac for today, August 26th, 2015. The reunion, River Shields is 18 today, Chasing Life, Gracie Zinni is 19, Akila and the Bee, Kiki Palmer is 22, Fearless, Haley Hasselhoff is 23, The Maze Runner, Dylan O'Brien is 24, Half Moon, Tori Black, 27, In the Land of Women, Danielle Savory is 27. The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 1, Evan Ross, 27. Piranha, 3D, Riley Steele is 28. Singer, Me and You, an actress in Step Up 2. Casey Ventura is 29. Star Trek, Into Darkness, Nazneen Contractor is 33. Spider-Man 3, Christina Sindrich is 34. Home Alone movies, Macaulay Culkin is 35 today. Star Trek, Chris Pine is 35. Center Stage, Amanda Scholl is 37. Atonement, Patrick Kennedy, 38. Million Dollar Babies, Michael Coulter is 39. It's the 40th birthday of Sarah Strange from Da Vinci's Inquest. Paranormal Activity 3, Meredith Eaton is 41. CNN anchor, Kieran Chetry, 41. Actor in J. Edgar, Gunnar Wright, 42. Mondo Kane, Thalia is 44 today. Gilmore Girls, Melissa McCarthy is 45. No Doubt drummer, Adrian Young is 46. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Kirk Fox is 46. National Treasure, Oleg Taktarov is 48. Garbage lead singer Shirley Manson is 49. Counting Crows guitarist Dan Vickery is 49. Life Goes On, Chris Burke is 50. Diamond Rio guitarist, noticing a pattern here, Jimmy Olander is 54. Saxophonist and band leader Branford Marsalis is 55 today. Another World, Wanda D. Jesus is 57. The Dark Knight Rises, Brett Cullen is 59. Cowsill's singer, Bob Cowsill is 66. Life is Sweet, Allison Stedman's 69. Solid singer and songwriter, Valerie Simpson is 69. Singer of Red Roses for a Blue Lady, Vic Dana is 73. The Family Man, Francine York, 77. And Sweet Smell of Success, Susan Harrison, 77 as well. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday, celebration, or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchimber.com. We'll get it on the show to celebrate. And there is Bradford Marcellus. He'll be on in just a moment. We're going to get to Michelle Heide almost immediately and find out what's going on next with the markets. Hang on. You'll listen to Good Morning Huntington, huntchimber.com. It's time to get back in touch with Michelle Heide, who's on the phone. And Michelle, I didn't expect it to happen immediately, but we went right down to the intraday low that we experienced on Friday. We did it yesterday. So now we're sitting right there. And where are we going today?
Well, so far, it looks like we are going to at least open in the green now. As yesterday proved, it does. Just because you open in the green doesn't necessarily mean that that's where you'll be closing. I mean, yesterday was certainly an interesting day. It was a head fake, and it was interesting because I got a few emails from some clients. They're like, oh, looks like the bargain basement sale is over. And I said, no. let's not get too crazy. Things more than likely are going to get a little bit worse before things start to get better. So don't feel like you just missed out on anything. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, based on where we opened yesterday, and then as you kind of continue throughout the day, you know, Joe and I always say, especially for folks that own mutual funds, if you're looking to shift out of a position, you always want to wait until the, you know, the last 30 minutes of trading, because that can, you know, a lot can happen.
Yeah.
And as we all know, mutual funds, the share prices don't settle until the end of the day. So even if you put an order in to sell at any other time during the day, it's still not going to trade until the end of the day.
You still would have taken the same loss.
Yep. Exactly. So, I mean, as you just mentioned, we had both the Dow and the S&P basically having their biggest reversal on the downside since good old October 29th of 2008. So obviously, folks, you know, initially there was that optimism going on. There was a lot of buying going on first thing in the morning. We had some economic data coming out in the U.S. We had consumer confidence out at 101.5, which beat expectations. It'll be interesting to see when the next consumer confidence survey comes out to see how that's going to change. But let's see, in overnight trading, we had China injecting 140 billion won into their interbank money market via their short-term liquidity operation. And it's interesting because the Shanghai had a pretty volatile trading day in our time last night, but in their time, obviously, during the day. And they ended up, within the last 10 minutes of trading, falling, you know, I don't want to say sharply lower, but down about 1.3%, which, again, compared to how it had done the previous couple days, not terrible, but still down nonetheless. The Chinese government also announced that they're going to be restricting trading in their stock index futures, again, to try and weather some of the short-term volatility, because obviously China, and the investors over there were not super impressed by the stimulus measures that were taken on Monday into Tuesday, where they lowered their key interest rates. However, the Nikkei did close about 3.2% higher, but all in all, like I said, the Shanghai was down, Nikkei was up, and we had somewhat mixed trading in the Asian markets. If we take a ride over to Europe, they had been trading lower. I don't want to say quite a bit lower, but they were trading lower. They pared back on some of those losses, but are still struggling for some direction. Here in the U.S., as I mentioned a little while ago, it's interesting when I was up this morning, bright and early at 5 a.m., the futures were, I think, close to about 200 on the Dow up. And then I went out for my walk, came back, and then, of course, my CNBC breaking news that comes across the phone, the futures are up 400. Well, they've come back down a little bit, but again, we're still kind of in that range. We do have durable goods coming in. Actually, they're probably being announced as you and I speak.
Mm-hmm.
We had mortgage applications up 0.2%. And then the big, not that it's the big event going on, but it is a relatively big event. We have the Federal Reserve Symposium that's taking place in Jackson Hole. That's kicking off. We have New York Fed President William Dudley doing a speech at 10 o'clock this morning. And over the next couple days, we'll hear from some more Fed presidents as well. So, folks will be looking for any types of signs. Yet again, in terms of interest rate timing here in the U.S. So, again, and a lot can happen between even now and when the market opens at 9:30.
Yep.
But it does look like we'll probably open at least somewhat in the green. And again, just looking for some sense of direction. You're now having all of the bears coming back out and doing all of their speeches. You have a couple of well-known, quote-unquote, bulls that are now saying, well, maybe I'm getting a little more bearish now. So, again, there's lots of mixed messages going on out there, and just looking for some sense of direction. But one thing that we've been mentioning to all of our clients and everyone we've been talking to, keep your seatbelts on.
Yep.
If there's money that you need short-term being over the next couple months, you might want to come up with a plan just to try and at least protect from potential, even more on the downside. But that's always, as you know, that's always the crystal ball in terms of how long this is going to last and whether or not it's going to lead us into a bear market or whether it's normal correction and we're only in the seventh inning of the nine-inning baseball game.
Yeah,
so.
Yep, definitely. We're still bouncing, like I said yesterday, on that closing low that was in October 14th of 2014. The question is, will we go down to the intraday low that was on that day, which
right.
Now is, well, I closed it, but here it's got over here, which was, well, the S&P, it is, one second, too many charts, so I got to open up here. 1820, about 40 points down. So,
right.
That is like the most significant bottom that I can find on the charts anywhere in the last 2 years. So, so we'll see if we're going to get all the way down there, and what happens from that point forward. But
right.
Yeah, we, like you said, we're in the seventh inning of a nine inning game, and we need to figure out all the rest of this out. Do not jump in anytime soon. Let it shake out. It'll be obvious when it's over, and
right.
we'll most likely start to climb again in a bull market. But our economy says that we're going to do that. The Fed has said we're going to do that. So we just have to start seeing the results of that. So I heard an interesting thing from Joe yesterday, which brings it all into perspective on the show. He said we've been trading essentially, except for some of the crazy news bulletins, about a 1% over the whole year prior to this event. So you were really not accomplishing much unless you were able to somehow buy and sell the dips.
Right.
So unless you, if you were a buy and hold, you were getting nowhere. So this is, as Joe said, a great buying opportunity. I don't know if I would jump in today, but looking forward to the fact that there's more potential for upside now than there ever was in the past 8 months. So
Absolutely. Very good point.
Interesting thing I saw, I don't know if you caught this, I was going back and looking for the article now. It rolled off of my portal that I look at every day. But yesterday there was actually a fairly high prominent individual and one of the analysts that said instead of the Fed looking to raise rates, they're going to have to ease. And I wondered what are they going to ease? There's nothing else.
What are they going to ease? How would they do that?
They shot everything's done. They shot everything.
Exactly.
So the only thing they would have to do is go back to buying the bonds again, and there's no reason for them to do that at this point.
Right, exactly.
We don't have to prop up anybody. We're just sitting here waiting for the economy to get back together, and China has slowed down to a normal growth, even if that was true.
Exactly. Absolutely.
They're just packaging a whole bunch of fear and greed in the middle of it, and people are taking it hook, line, and sinker right now. So slow down.
Absolutely. And it's always interesting because I subscribe to a lot of the free, some of the free commentary of some of those big doom and gloomers. And so I don't read them every day, but I read them because I realize that other people are seeing them, and other people sometimes can get caught up in, because a lot of them, the way that they're worded, it's like, wow, if you read it, oh my gosh, that they could be right. Wow, this could all be, significantly. But again, you have to really separate yourself and make informed decisions based on a lot of information, and do the best that you can instead of just relying on one or two, because as you and I have talked about before, no one knows what real news is anymore.
Right.
And what the actual facts and figures and data are. Yep. So.
No, you have to be your own advocate nowadays. It's really, sad. Yeah. Where you actually could or thought you could turn on the TV on a certain channel and get a certain person giving you the news, and you thought you were getting the straight deal from that person. I don't feel you get that from anybody nowadays. There's always a spin coming out of that. So
absolutely.
Another good perspective
is that the clients I met with yesterday morning, he works for Merck. So most people that work, whether it's Merck, ExxonMobil, J&J, they own company stock. And so he looked at me and he said, I'm trying to figure this out. He's like, Merck stock is down. He said, but what's changed at Merck? Nothing.
Yeah.
I said, exactly. Same story for ExxonMobil. I said, no matter how good quality a company you own, when the sell-off is broad-based, it's going to affect just about everything. Mm-hmm. So, it doesn't mean that all of a sudden one day you wake up and your Merck or your J&J or whoever it is has all of a sudden significantly changed their business model and their balance sheet is now going in the other direction.
Right.
So, I thought that was,
that's something
interesting.
That's a prudent perspective. I would only, if I was talking to them, and I'm sure you probably gave them this perspective in the past or right then and there, the only thing I would suggest to that individual is if he works for Merck and he's also investing in Merck, you got a lot of eggs in one basket.
Absolutely.
Yeah. not that Merck's going away anytime soon, but I used to work for Chubb and Son and used to enjoy corporate stock purchase plans and employee stock purchase plans. And right. Then you would invest your 401k in a Chubb mutual fund. And I sat there and I said, you know what? One major hit on Chubb, and not only do I lose my job, but I lose everything. So
had to
get out of that. It was enticing because you would get all these discounts on certain things.
Absolutely.
But that was too dangerous. And now, it's 15 years later since I left, but now Chubb was bought, and now I just got the I just got the letter I was waiting for, and it's the, we don't know what's going to happen with your pension.
Exactly, yep.
And, oh, I've seen this one before. So, and I was trying to extract my pension out of them 15 years ago when I left, and they said, no, we don't let that happen, or they won't allow it to happen. Now, all of a sudden, they got control of it, and now they're going to tell me what they're going to do with it, which... Hopefully they're still going to hand out whatever it is, but they might not be funding it anymore. Fine, but just give me my money then, and I'll,
exactly.
And I'll go.
Let me have my money and do whatever you want after that point.
Yep. All right.
So that's a really good point because, yeah, I mean, like you said, all the eggs in one basket. Not only are you employed by them, but you own the stock and, you know, 401k and a lot of other things.
And it goes well when your company goes well.
We're seeing a lot less, not that we're seeing a lot less, I don't want to say loyalty, but I think people are finally, getting much wiser about, much more diversification and realizing that, they're not, even though they might be doing a good job for their company, bottom line is company doesn't care. If they need to get rid of people, they could just as well get rid of you as they could the guy next to you.
That's right. All right. Very good.
All right.
Appreciate it, Michelle. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Looks like a lot of fun coming.
It'll be another interesting day.
Another interesting day.
All right.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc. Joe, Michelle, Tony, and Jeannie do the Some Things About Money show at 11 o'clock on Tuesdays. You can check the rewind from yesterday, and Michelle helps me with the investment update, market update on Good Morning Huntington. HuntingtonBureau.com. We're going to take another quick break and get Diane Lane on the phone, and we'll talk with her about getting out of here. We'll be right back.
Of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, I just got off the phone with Michelle Heide. Now I get to have Diane Lane on, and she's going to take me away from the miseries of the stock market. Good morning, Diane.
Hi, good morning. We can't think of those things anymore in our lifetime.
No.
Whatever it is, it is.
It is. That's right. So where are we going today?
Oh, a little bit all over. I just wanted to touch bases with a couple of things that's happening around in the world.
Okay.
If people want to plan something in November, like for the Thanksgiving time.
Right, yeah.
And something totally out of there. It's called, the Cayman Islands have a swashbuckling Pirates Week.
It's gay.
And they do a whole experience, sword fights, feasts, fireworks. It's a wholesome family-friendly event in the islands, and a national festival. It takes place this year, November 12th through the 22nd. And they have 40 events. They even have a 5K run. They have a float parade, an underwater treasure hunt, steel drum competition between the local schools. And they really get into it. They have a lot of fun with it.
I imagine.
And I love Grand Cayman, because it really is a safe island. Because mm-hmm. even though it's British, who cares? It's a safe island.
Yeah.
You know, all the British islands are. But you have, you know, Little Cayman and Cayman Brac. You can bop over. You don't have to just stay in Grand Cayman.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to do it, you got to book it now.
Yeah.
You know? They get two ships filled with pirates. There's cannons, explosions. There's a reenactment of the governor getting kidnapped. It all happens at the harbor, you know. So they get a lot of people.
This is the one. This is the harbor right near the financial district. It's just south of just south of what, the 1 mile beach or what it was.
Seven mile beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So they've really been changing things and doing things. Like I said, you got the town of hell.
Yep.
Go check that.
Been there. Been there.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
And the dolphins, you know, stuff like that. I mean, they get like 35,000 people during this time period.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was born in the year 1977. So that's how long they've been doing it.
Very cool. That's unique. And it fits with their, you know, their culture, their environment, right? Their setting.
Yeah, they try to do that. You know, there's a lot of people who go there and, you know, really want to enjoy it, see what it's all about. You know, even though it's British, who cares?
So now... What do people participate or they already get a...
You can participate, yeah. If you want to do the run and see what's out there, you know, I'm sure all the different hotels will have different functions going on that you can sign up for. But if you just want to take it all in and just kick back and enjoy,
right?
That's what you can do, you know, just to have some fun with the kids. Because sometimes the kids do get off for Thanksgiving. There's a lot of schools now doing trimester.
Right.
So they are on, you know, for 2 or 3 months, and they're off for 2 or 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's some theory there. You know, you're not always going to have Thanksgiving and Christmas, but sometimes it works out that way. So
you,
down south, the kids, they're on a trimester system.
Yeah, because they're all year.
Summer.
Yep.
Yeah. So I'm hoping it gets up here soon.
Well, we'll see. It's a green is grass. Grass is always greener technique because... You'll miss out on certain things, and you'll gain certain things. And
yeah, but it's been going like this out west. They've had it for a long time.
Yeah. How do you? What would you do to get down to Grand Cayman? Is it direct flight?
Oh, they have nonstop flights right now out of Newark. Uh-huh. They're not even like $360.
That's not bad. How about the
Cayman Air has a flight out of JFK, and they're all nonstop, and they're pretty inexpensive.
Uh-huh.
And even though it's at the end, it's really the tail end of done with hurricane season.
Right.
It's before the holidays.
Right.
High season is December 15th to April 15th, no matter how you want to cut it.
Uh-huh.
And so you're going in November, which is a little off.
Okay.
And so things are a little better and cheaper. But it does get crazy because of this festival, so if you wanted to do something, do it now.
Where would you stay, or what would you recommend as a stay?
Well, I'm always one, I think, outside the box, and I always rent a condo.
Okay.
On the North Shore, or the Marriott. You got the Ritz. You got them all. I mean, there's some really, there's the Sunshine Resort properties, which have a little kitchen in them. There's a lot of condo apartments that have a full kitchen. If you really, you know, don't mind, go for it. You know, you can go out, but you can have your breakfast and your lunch.
Yeah.
Save on some money that way.
Yeah,
you know?
We talk about that all the time. I think for the money, it's the better deal. Unless you're staying and you're always just going to drop stuff off. If you really want to have breakfast, lunch, unwind a little bit, get away from it all, the condo gig usually works out a lot better.
Oh, yeah, especially if you have a bunch of people with you. You have a 2 or 3 bedrooms, you all
now
have the expenses. It's a cheap way to go.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it really, and you rent the car and you get, you know, whatever. You rent 2 cars, whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you save a lot of money that way, no doubt.
Yeah, I've always done it. We always kind of do like the natives, live like the islanders.
Mm-hmm.
Go around, you know, see what it's all about.
Wait, hello, everybody. Welcome to What's Up with Real Estate with the wonderful Tony Page, by the way, who's not here. He's AWOL today, and I'm Joe Eggert. And we talk about real estate, and that's all we talk about. But lately, we've been all over the table because, you know, we talk a lot about Hunterdon County. And in this studio, in Tony's absence, we have two wonderful people here. One of them is a wonderful agent. She's been on the show before, Ann Renee. How are you, Ann?
Great. How are you?
Ann Renee, good. Who? What's her last name?
Mitchek.
And, of course, did you hear that voice coming in? We have the mortgage guy, Mortgage Manny. Manny, how
are you? Joe, how are we doing?
Good.
It took two of us to